This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The last of our three big summer holidays is now history, and this is when fishing turns into a fall-type situation and our hunting kicks into gear. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Now, as we suggested last week, Coffee and Lake is going to be offering a youth deer hunt, and now is the time to register for that. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will conduct a drawing on September 10th for three youngsters to hunt deer during the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Season at Coffee and Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area and the Upland Management Area. The special hunt is scheduled for October 8th through the 10th, and participating youth must possess a valid Montgomery County Youth Firearm Deer Permit. Now, to participate in the September 10th drawing, you need to send a youth's name, a mailing address, and contact number on a 3x5-inch postcard. The postcard must be received by the Coffee and Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area site office by the close of business on September 9th, and successful applicants will have until September 30th to apply for and report their Montgomery County Youth Firearm Deer Permit number to the Coffee and Lake site office. Now, failure to do so will result in losing the spot for the special youth hunt, and an alternate selection will take their place. Now, postcards, if you have them or you will be sending one in, be sure to send them to the Coffee and Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area. That's at P.O. Box 517, Coffee and Illinois 62017. Once again, that's Coffee and Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, P.O. Box 517, Coffeen, Illinois, 62017. And for more information, you can give them a call at 618-423-2215. That's 618-423-2215. And as we mentioned, deer hunting is coming into its own. It won't be long before the first of the Illinois deer seasons open, and that's on October 1st when archers will take to the forest and woodlots in pursuit of whitetails. The youth firearm deer season, as we mentioned, also occurs very soon. That's October 8th through the 10th. And youngsters will return again November 18th through the 20th. And as always, Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer. This season temporarily closes during both segments of the firearm deer season, which is November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th. Archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. And if you're interested in hunting, you'll want to get a hold of the new 2016-17 Illinois Digest of Hunting and Trapping Regulations, and it's available online at the IDNR website. In addition, the digest is available at IDNR offices and vendor locations throughout the state. And to view the digest online, just go to www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And one last reminder, hunters may apply online for the 2016-17 Illinois Controlled Pheasant Hunting Opportunities available at various IDNR sites. As in the past, most of the sites are operated by the IDNR, with four other sites managed by the concessionaire T. Miller, Inc. And for more information, contact the IDNR website at that same website again. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov, www.dnr.illinois.gov. The fishing has been pretty good here. In fact, if you're a white bass fisherman, fishing has been excellent at least two of the Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The white bass bite at Illinois Corps of Engineer lakes has been a bit slow in starting this year. However, things are now looking up for anglers who enjoy catching this popular fish. And the better yet, the action will get even hotter as the waters continue to cool. And that will begin right now and continue through the end of November. And as most veteran anglers realize, the waters fishing these waters, it is once again time for the Illinois' great autumn fishing traditions, the fall bass bite at Carlisle and Shelbyville Lakes. Interestingly, white bass fishing at Illinois' Carlisle Lake has been something of a hit-and-miss affair since early this summer. Only recently have excellent catches been reported from the underwater humps and ridges. And the action has now expanded to include many of the portions of the main lake. Anglers landowners have been filling live wells and coolers with half pound to as much as 1 pound white bass on an almost daily basis. And according to fisheries biologists, Carlisle's white bass population has flourished in recent years. In fact, the past few high water years have brought exceptionally good white bass reproduction at Carlisle and Shelbyville, and it now appears that fishermen are reaping the results of these good spawns. Recent years of relatively high water levels have attributed greatly to the good fishing, and these lake levels have prompted some of the best shad spawns on record. This abundance of bait fish has stimulated an almost feeding frenzy among the white bass. And good fishing typically begins in April, and this year, however, it was August before the fish really began showing up at Carlisle, and since then the action has continued to improve, and these white bass return to their favorite summer haunts in the main lake. And similar reports are coming from Lake Shelbyville, where the white bass continue to get even hotter. Here anglers are fishing the windswept shorelines and finding good numbers of fish. White bass are undoubtedly among the most popular species of many summer anglers, and it seems that the voracious whites are often at their best just as the species have entered their winter doldrums. Now, Wren Lake, it does contain some white bass, and at times can be pretty good. It's just not all that loaded with white bass as Carlisle and Shelbyville is. And the sheer numbers of white bass combined with the fact that they will feed on anything that resembles a bait fish makes them easy to catch. Many anglers say the whole thing is keyed around shad. If you can locate the schools of shad, you're likely going to find the white bass. At Carlisle, some of the most popular fishing areas have been the submerged islands and extended points near point number one, or the silo in the first and second trestle openings near Keysport. Shelbyville anglers are concentrating much of their attention to the water south of the Finley Bridge. Some anglers prefer to troll small crankbaits combined with a small jig to locate fish. As soon as a fish is hooked, they'll drop a marker buoy and thoroughly fish the area before moving on. Another tip is to stay alert for feeding gulls. This usually indicates a concentration of shad, which also means a concentration of white bass. Equipment requirements are relatively simple. Lightweight tackle works exceptionally well for the white bass. 6 to 8 pound line on spinning or spin cast equipment is the overall choice, and the typical white bass angler's tackle box contains only a handful of lures. An assortment of cordel spots, inline spinners, small jigs, and little Georges tend to make up the majority of the selection, and anglers will find a depth finder to be a valuable tool in locating the submerged islands and drop-offs. Exact depths are often the key to white bass fishing, so perhaps the best news of all is the white bass fishing at Carlisle Lake will get only better during the coming months, and this also applies to Lake Shelbyville. Some of the best fishing of the entire year is found during October and November, and white bass move onto the windswept shorelines, feeding on bait fish trapped by the wind and wave action. And if you're interested in learning more about it, there's free maps and fishing guides to both lakes available by contacting the Illinois Department of Natural Resources office in Springfield or any IDNR regional office. For a free copy, contact your local IDNR office. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.